leave the option open to drop by, maybe. Okay. Let's look at the situation at that time. I don't. They fully accept the fact that you can't come this year. I said that you might be interested, but still, you could drop by, maybe if no newspaper to hang it on. I mean, that fact, but that would be noted. I don't think there's a need for a picture.
Well, my view is that we ought to hard line the
Watergate thing and the Segretti thing. That has been our strategy up to this point, and I think before we move off of that strategy and everyone talks so much about it, we should either adopt the strategy that we're following, which is to say nothing, and everyone agree that we say nothing, or we should adopt a counter strategy, which is to say something. And I think that we have the strategy up to this point of hard line there. Well, I think we have to divide it down. Obviously, on the Watergate thing, there's nothing for us to add as to whether or not we should say something, attempt to justify or get into a justification as why John Dean sat in interviews with the White House staff is not worthy of a question and answer session at the White House.
I would think that we should answer the same way I did. Of course, what the hell, we're not going to, well, no, they didn't answer that question. Of course, she's going to say that God happens to a lawyer.
Plus the fact he was a
conductor. They want to deny a member of the White House staff as a lawyer?
Well, the reason John Dean sat in was because he was asked to be sat in by most people, and sat in the others as a pro forma, not a pro forma.
Well, he sat in too because I'm having him conduct an investigation.
That's right. But the Segretti thing, I don't know. We're reevaluating that. Dick Moore and I are going to spend some time as to whether or not we should change the strategy on that. So,
CSP, how would you reevaluate it?
Well, just go over everything that's been written, go over everything that has been said, and then assess what the impact would be if
Segretti come clean.
Well, that's correct.
That's the thing.
What would the impact be by doing that? What would problems be by doing that, and then what would the advantages be by doing that? I'm not at all convinced that that's the right thing to do.
You're convinced, are you?
I feel that the strategy
is maybe we just continue to have it seep out the way they're doing it.
Well, that's why I
think the only problem is seeping on the other. It's still, at this point, isn't everyone have a public effect, even though they're on television a lot. Do you think so?
No, I don't think, for example, yesterday I had one iota of public effect. You know, the front page.
Look, if it was dark to me, though, I intend, if I could go on my present plan, is to probably go out Thursday and, you know, knock off a few of the things. Because I'm only getting out of the way before I have to go on television. Right? Or do you think we should go on television next Thursday?
No, sir, I don't. I think the time to go on television is the end of the month.
End of the month. End of the war.
The troop was
make a little speech.
Yes, sir.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Peace is here. Here's how it comes to our men are home. And now how do we deal with peace? Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Because it is a significant major event. And
that's the point. We don't have any point of that. With regard to this TV thing, Ron, what do you... it's a damn good tough statement. Thank you. victims die, he may also die. The hijacker, the kidnapper, the man who throws a firebomb, the convict who attacks a prison guard, the person who assaults an officer of the law, all will know that they must pay with their own lives or life. If you got the word that, I guess they put out those things. I got the stage. I can optics around those. Okay.
Justin Barton, I remember when we were out in Palm Springs, he said, Ron, because he's on the United Airlines Board, he said that the president wants to help stop hijacking, and I know he does, he's taking terms then, put the death penalty on him. I could be Justin's not reflected in anything, but I think it would get great support from the airline industry.
Okay, Ron, it's your life to do with Seth Rogers up. Why don't we, even though there's no newspaper, I just wonder if somebody might not use it anyway.
Why don't we, if you do it on the sideline,
like yeah, like we could say, we're for a discussion of the Vietnam, the Paris Conference, the Vietnam
Progress of the agreement.
And other foreign policy.
But outside of the U.S.
He likes to have a picture of money. Okay. Somebody uses it.
Particularly outside of the U.S.
Yeah, first one outside, first brand, right. You know, I think that was good to give that cat that kind of meeting. They don't get the judge, great week to pick out us, have the, have the radio call. Mine is ready to send us to see. Now you take that away, and I might do this, and I'll have to have lunch. But they, you notice how it is, you know, God damn, they have most of them on in terms of zeroing in on lines or affordable things like that.
But you had a lot of good ones, so
they can't fit it, some of them can't. I don't mean it. They do. They got to get something proud of. Or you see Saidi emoted this morning about how we were so crooked and all that sort of thing. Does he really think that? Maybe he does. Can any person really think, I mean, Jesus Christ, how we're so careful. Of course, the Watergate thing is this goddamn embarrassing thing going on, but what the hell are we doing?
I think...
Okay, already, thank you.
Position and should be stated.
That's it. You tough.
out for tonight.
Why don't Rogers and I go out then and sit outside for the meeting? How'll that do? Have it set up for the furniture out there. I'll see if it's warm. Sit outside for the meeting and they can set up and then I'll come in for you.
Yes, sir. Good. See, it's for tomorrow night, so there's no time.
Now, for once, for Christ's sake, get these little boys a food.
Yeah,
like we could say, we could say we're